Hello and welcome to the Fit and Fabulous podcast with your host Greg Fearon.
Yeah, and Gillian Davis. How are you doing, everybody? I hope you're well. How you going, Greg? Keeping well?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, you know, not too bad. It's been a hectic week for you, hasn't it?
yeah. Absolutely. So just come to the end of, did a brand new launch and run and of my 5-day challenge. So it was the Tone Your Body challenge. And yeah, it was phenomenal. Best yet.
Awesome. 130 odd ladies.
So we got 150 sign-ups, but yeah, we got about 125, I think, women to the end. So
nice.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I'm pleased with that. So
good. And
obviously with your help as well, Greg. So
yeah, I was there in the background, just, you know, nudging people here and there. So but I think you got some valuable insight into probably the one challenge where people, the one thing people will talk about all the time, right? Is motivation.
Yeah.
Especially I've noticed this whole thing about people, we're all doing Joe Wicks at the beginning of lockdown. And now all of a sudden it's like, nah, not doing it. So just give us some insight into what you've experienced over the last, especially last week or so.
Last week was huge. And I think it really kind of even highlighted for the women that they were talking about motivation and kind of one of the key steps, like, you know, they come into the challenge, obviously expecting to get, you know, the Tone Your Body challenge. So you expect to get nutritional advice, you expect to get workouts and exercises of some sort. But then, you know, it's the old mindset. Sometimes they don't quite realize that they're going to get that as well. And it's obviously a big part of it, because you'd say it yourself, Greg, how many times you hear people saying, oh, I'm just not, need the motivation, I'm just not motivated to do something. And it's this word that keeps getting repeated time and time again, isn't it? It's like a story that they keep telling yourselves, and it just keeps people stuck from not just doing it, just getting on and doing what they need to do, isn't it? It's just the overthinking that creeps in.
So here's a question for you. Is motivation just fear? Like, or the lack of motivation, is it just fear?
It's either fear or it's just overthinking.
Okay.
There's a hesitation. So, which could be you're hesitating because you're not sure of something. So that's a little bit of fear because it's unknown. Or it could be hesitation because you are just overthinking it and you're not sure what the next step is, or you have just gotten out of practice maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the other word is, really. But it's almost like it's just not defined. It's a lack of clarity, I suppose. And one of the key things that, and that's what we kind of discovered last week, is, you know, why you actually want to do it. So people dive into the hows and the whats, you know. I want to get fitter, so I just need to do this workout.
I just need to get a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just need to get a calorie deficit, so I just need to get a diet plan and eat it and do those foods.
Yeah.
But it's like you can gather up those things, but you haven't kind of dealt with the real motivation, and that's why you're doing it. You know, that real kind of, that real driving factor, isn't it? And so, because you'll always then get to a point where that becomes a bit either boring or a bit difficult, or something else takes over in your life. You know, life gets in the way, which often happens, and all of a sudden that diet plan, that workout is just pushed then to the back burner, like probably what we have seen happen to so many people in the lockdown. So
when it doesn't become exciting anymore, because I think, especially in lockdown, I think it was like, right, I'm going to do Joe Wicks because that will keep me from being bored.
Yeah.
But now I'm bored of the thing that was meant to stop me being bored.
Yeah. This is just repetition.
But now I'm on the wine again.
Yeah. Because I need some more excitement again. So,
yeah, so I'm just going to get pissed every night. But I think, yeah, you're right. There's definitely that thing about understanding the clarity of why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Who you're doing it for. And also, there is a little bit of self-discipline. I think people need to start understanding there has to be some self-discipline and stuff. Because, you know, you see, oh, dude, get this plan and you'll lose weight. Well, actually, if you don't do the plan,
don't do the work, and then nothing changes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's that's sometimes the hesitation and the fear, like you were talking about fear there. It was like, yeah, maybe it's a fear because you think that, one, I have to either give up certain foods, I have to change what I'm eating, I have to change the workouts I'm doing, or the workouts I have to do are really tough and difficult and gonna fucking leave me dead on the floor. And you're like,
have you tried your own Sally workout? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not see me do it?
No. I need to record it again.
I did Roxanne and Bring Sally Up. I did the squat challenge and Bring Sally Up. That was...
Did you just say that you were going to do both in one hit, in one go?
Absolutely not, no.
If you're listening to this, if you comment, share, if we get like 10 shares of this with your friends, and Gillian will do that to do Roxanne and Sally back to back. Mm-hmm. I'll coach her through it. Anyway.
Yeah. No way you leave me hanging in that one, mate.
No way. under a bus.
But yeah, but even doing that there. So, you know, I think maybe that's the word challenge sometimes as well. It's what you associate with that word. It's probably like, oh my, this is going to be really hard. This is going to be really tough. But actually, the nature even of you know, the 5-day challenge, like the actual task, that the how is not difficult. It's, you know, drink more water. Okay, well, have a pint of water first thing in the morning. You're like, you know, that's not groundbreaking stuff, is it? But people fail to do it because they just haven't got that habit, behavior built in. So
yeah, it's the behavior, but also like we want to over rationalize everything. So hey, we'll put out some information into the world that would hopefully help people. And it's like, I need to know why. Okay. Right. Why don't you just do it first? We're not going to tell it.
What's
tell
the process? You
not to, you know, it's not going to poison you. We're not trying.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. But it's like, you try to find, I guess, more facts about the subject. So it's the most simple thing. But you try to find more information
before
to justify why you need to do it. So JFDI. So
definitely do it. Just to get on. Because again, well, that's kind of what my tip was, like, we'll just do it anyway. But either decide whatever it is that you keep telling yourself you need to be motivated for, you just don't want to do it. Tell yourself you just actually don't want to do it, and stop telling yourself that you need to be motivated, and just park it, throw it in the bin, whatever you need to do, move on, let go.
Just be at peace with going, you don't want to be super lean, or you don't want to lose the weight, you don't want to go for that job or whatever. Just be at
peace. And that's okay.
That's cool. Like, we're not expecting everyone to be, you know, Mr. Motivator every, you know, bouncing around, do it, are we? We're saying it's realistic, but it's okay to not have to have a goal.
Yeah. And that's one of the kind of key things as well. It's just finding, sometimes as well, you know, again, back to the challenge, it's like people signed up to it and probably went, God, it isn't really what I want right now. And I even had a message from somebody who just said, you know what, I started the first couple of days, but I realized it's not what I need right now.
Mm.
There's other things that this can't help. And that's like going, cool, I go, it's fine, you know, that, and that's a choice.
So do you think that person do you think sometimes we use these things to distract us from what's really going on, like the challenge?
Yeah.
Not dealing with the inner demons that maybe need to be dealt with first, or? Definitely.
Yeah.
It's just another distraction. Let me distract myself with something else to not deal with whatever else is actually good.
Sometimes it's a positive focus, isn't it? Sometimes, because you think, oh, well, at least if I focus on this, it's something for me I can put my energy into. But then obviously maybe it was just too much to try and do for that particular person. So I don't know what's going on. Obviously there's probably things in her life that's going on.
Which is awesome. I think that she acknowledged that. I think that's great, because I think
sometimes we
throw ourselves into things and just go, why? You know, we're still doing it because we felt we had to. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I think there's another thing as well. I had a call with someone today, and she was saying that all of her friends say the same thing about losing weight and motivation. And I think a big thing is the tribe that you're in can often stop you from moving forward. Like the need to belong to that group of wine drinkers on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't do wine club. Well, you can. Have some lemonade, right? You're still there. You're still having fun with people. I think we feel like we have to fit in to the tribe. So if we then actually go and lose weight, get stronger, get fitter, we're not in that same club and people
yeah.
differently. So we're out of the club.
Yeah, you don't belong.
We've got no friends.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm kind of like that. My friends, they all love Love Island and I won't. And now, sorry, I'm going on to Love Island here. I don't know why, but anyway, that's my first.
Yeah, I'll be your friend. I hate Love Island.
I can't stand it. I think I've watched one episode or part of an episode with my sister one day and caught another 10 minutes some other time with my friends who were watching it. They love it. And I went, why?
I've got a mission to make them.
What's that?
Like, I can watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and I can watch X on the Beach and Are You the One? All those things I can watch. I don't know what's wrong with me. There you go. I won't watch Love Island. Well, you're still my friend now. There you go. Depression is good for your soul. Jillian's stage is here. We're now stopping this podcast because Jillian can't control her laughter.
Oh, no, we're just going to laugh the whole way through. This is really great. Great listening for everybody. But I don't know. I do say to you, I'm not a TV person at all. Like,
yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Love Island. That was it. It was about the tribe.
Yeah. All my friends talk about it in the WhatsApp group, and that's when I kind of tune out because they all go, oh, Love Island, that's Love Island. And I'm like, so I just keep printing like gifts of tumbleweeds.
I like that one. You know, the.
Or even that, like, did you ever see Jamie Alderton's 10 Reasons Not. What you could do instead of watching Love Island or something.
Oh, I think I did see that a long time ago.
Like he's launched it a couple of times. Every time Love Island comes out, he posts it like, because he had so many views on it. It had me howling about counting the number of blades of grass in his lawn.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
giving himself paper cuts and stuff, yeah.
Maybe I should call this the Love Island episode. Greg and Jillian talk about love.
Motivation and Love Island, there you go.
Love Island motivation.
What? But it is that, it's like, and I suppose I probably would have, at one point, I'm at a point now where I'm like, well, if my friends are going to disown me because I don't want to watch the same TV program, and then I'm probably thinking, is it really a friendship after all this time?
True that. Well, it's that classic of, you know, someone.
Am I only a friend because of these, you know, rules? Or,
yeah. You have to.
Don't make the cut.
what's that really terrible program or film with the girls? Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, all
you
right.
Heard of it? Yeah, so, you know, it's that whole premise of if you don't do what we do, then you're not in our gang anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
Girls are bitches.
And people are trying to better themselves and make themselves healthy. And, you know, you get the, oh, it's okay. Just have some more wine. It'll be all right. Or, eat some cake, and you know they're trying to be a bit more conscious about how much they eat and stuff, and it's the feeder mentality, really. Yeah, that jars me.
Yeah. Like I get that, because I remember one time even in my friends, and I was like going, right guys, I've had a really stressful day. Give me something else to do instead of just reaching for this bottle of wine that's sitting in front of me right now. And I was like, well, so I started, of course. Put my little personal trainer head on, my coaching head on, right? Goes, go for a walk. Go take a bath. Go do anything else.
Not to.
Yeah, don't drink it. And she's like, oh, I kind of thought you'd come back with stuff like that. And I was like, well, you did ask for an alternative to drinking this, like, bottle of wine or whatever. So, well, whereas all the rest of them were like, going, nah, just have what you want. Go for it.
Love Island, one of your alternatives, though.
Yeah.
Love Island.
I don't think you can watch that without wine, can you? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Maybe that's right.
Love Island. And I think my last thought on the whole motivation thing is action comes before motivation is my philosophy.
Well, that's what makes up the word motivation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's an action with a motive.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a doing. Is that what it's called? It's bad English, isn't it? That's terrible. What's it's a verb? Is that no?
A verb, yeah.
Yeah, tip me up. Just a pretty face.
Those English lessons weren't lost to me there, were they?
My parents would be happy.
I hated English.
I think English was all right. I wasn't feeling Macbeth. But but yeah, I think there has to be action. There has to be motivation is doing something. So yeah, it's the act of doing what you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to do what you said. You follow through on what you said you would do. Don't just say it. Don't just talk about it. Act on it.
Yeah.
So one of the classic ones that, if you little cliches is act before you think. So you know, it's the classic one, isn't it? Getting up, it's hitting the snooze when you're getting out of bed in the morning. Yeah. So you wake up, you set your alarm. Probably you know this many times that you will hit snooze. There's no way you're getting up when that alarm goes off. Personally, I'm like, well, why don't you just set the alarm for the time that you are going to get up and stop telling yourself you're going to get up soon. or else just get up when the alarm goes off.
I don't understand that. I agree with you totally. I don't understand why you set an alarm at 6, knowing full well you're not going to get up till 7, but you have an alarm every 25 minutes.
Oh, but yeah, my husband does that. He does that. He hits it and I'm like,
all right. I reckon what you should do, right? I reckon you
it's
should.
Still 3 o'clock. Get up at 8 o'clock.
Tonight, when he goes to sleep, change the alarm and just put it for 1. See what happens.
No, I wouldn't do it. But then he'd sleep in because he'd think, oh, my alarm's going to go off. I'm like, no, actually, it's your time to get up.
Well, you can train him to get up at the right time.
So, but that is a class. Like, how many people do you know just hit the snooze, like hit the snooze? And whatever, it's because you're waiting for some excitement giving you a reason to get up. Instead, maybe you're thinking, oh God, I've got to get up, I've got to go to work, I've got, you know, whatever it is that you're telling yourself that you don't want to do, you've got to do. You know, you're feeling obliged to go and do something that you really don't want to.
So this is why we put imaginary deadlines on stuff, to give us this pressure to then do it.
Yeah, that's it.
Crazy.
But actually, do you know a really, really great technique and great tip? I don't know if you've heard of Mel Robbins. She's an American psychologist. She was a lawyer. I think she went kind of psychology. She's mm-hmm. obviously got a TV show, chat show host and all sorts of stuff. Books, you know, the works. And but she talks about the five-second rule and basically the count backwards. So whenever you go to do something, so say, for example, the alarm goes off, you have to train yourself to count, right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just go and do it. Don't hesitate. Don't let yourself. So just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go and do it. If you feel that moment of resistance starting to kick in,
just lean in.
Go 5, 4, 3, and actually talking out loud. Talk out. No, you need to go. You know, telling yourself, I need to go and do this. It's like
override.
You break and override the thoughts in your head. Then so.
I like it. I've heard of that before. I think we must have used that in my younger days.
Did you? Yeah. Pick that up. 5, 4, 3.
Oh, my parents would have used that on me.
Yeah.
I'll give you
well, that's seconds. The same thing, isn't it? I'm going to count to 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think I've just had a whole thought about what...
It's a whole other podcast that's just come out now, has it?
But it is true though, right? So okay, I'm gonna take it back. So when I was younger, people listening, this is a long time ago, we used to have a rule as a group of boys, you know, friends of mine. We was like, right, if you see a girl you liked, we had a 3 second rule, and you had to go and say hello within 3 seconds, or else you ended up buying a round for everybody. And more often than not, someone just got up and went. And even though there was a fear of rejection and whatever, they knew.
Was that peer pressure, yeah?
Yeah, someone kept 1, 2. It's going to cost you a lot tonight.
There's how many rounds? 1, 2.
Exactly. Start ringing people. We're getting a few round here, better turn up. So, yeah, just get on with it, people.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
Everyone out there looking for love. You just got it all in this podcast, haven't we?
Everything. Well, we were talking about this earlier about how it's not just fitness, like it's a whole holistic life coaching type thing. And
yeah,
I think this everything we do applies to everything. Yes. I think we segment off fitness. And I think that's another thing as well. I think we segment fitness to that little box, we don't realize that the play and the impact it has on everything else. So it's like, well, it's only getting in shape. It's not going to.
And how it transfers to other areas, isn't it? Like, it's the same principles apply to
everything.
Yeah, totally.
The question becomes how you do one. Apparently, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
So, bingo.
Yeah. Raise standards, people.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the really, really quick way just to tell yourself to stop needing motivation. That's my definite number one.
Yeah, motivation.
You need to stop using that word. Just either get on with it or park it and just let go and say it's not what you want to do right now.
Yep. So basically,
you put under a lot of pressure, but it's almost like this, the should life that people, was it Tony Robbins? I think that talk about you shouldn't all over yourself.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, like you should do. I should go for a walk. I should do a workout. I should eat this way. I should, and you're like, shouldn't all over, and it's not coming from what you want to do. You're asking for permission almost about how you should live, as opposed to just letting it be what you feel is right for you.
And it's funny, but you can't. And this is what amazes me about people. Like, we do this whole thing of, I'm an independent person, I can do this, 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 and you start clicking your fingers and stuff, and then you wait for permission to go and do it. Like, it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Right. Should we wrap this one up for now?
Another
tangent. So, if you're listening, hope you've enjoyed this one. I think I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, share, give us a review on iTunes. And we'll be back next week. I'm not too sure what the topic is next week, but we're going to have some fun. We'll just...
Yeah. Go no doubt. It. Some stuff will come up.
Well, there will be plenty.
But obviously, if you do want us to cover a topic as well, you could always just drop us a message and we'll pick it up. And you can find us all over social media. So,
yeah. We'll put the links in.
Let us know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. See you then.
Take care.
Bye.